Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is great. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Wonderful job. You guys are doing overtime. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 4 days late and right on time. 4 days late and right on time. Amen. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness unto us, the sons of men. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for bringing us together. We commit the preaching of the word this morning into your hand. Grant grace, Lord, and to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to project it on the screen, but we couldn't put it together. I want to thank everybody. Pray for us for the time we're away. All is well in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling and checking. All is well. To God be the glory. In every situation, the Lord say, give thanks. Amen. So I thank the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done and for the greater things you do. Title of the message is 4 days late and right on time. Amen. Let us quickly go to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. 4 days late and right on time. Read with me, everybody. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end they shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Amen. Because it shall surely come, it will not tarry. Amen. Hallelujah. Though it delays, though it looks like it's not going to happen, he said, wait for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is for an appointed time. Time is an essential commodity for mankind. One thing I know about our God is that he's very punctual. He cannot be late or even early. Some cases, you know, in our own time zone and thinking, we think, oh, he did it on time. That's just God's time in everything. There is an appointed time with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To everything, the Bible said there is a season and a time. Everything in the face of the earth. God is a punctual God. Look at the creation, the things that God has created and made. And you start to understand how punctual God is. Look at the days and the nights. Look at the seasons of time. Look at the sun and the moon, when how they come in their appointed time and set. Through eons of time, God does not have to rewind the clock or clean it or reset it. He has set it up from the beginning, and nothing can delay it or make it to come faster or later. That is God's way. So if we look, we see that the seasons has never failed. Amen? The seasons has never failed. Neither has time at any point ever run out with God. Amen? God time clock through the times ages remained the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, our creator, is punctual. But then, we're going to go into the topic of this message today. Why then do we at times see or think that God is late to come to our rescue? We wanted to take a little break from the wisdom series we've been teaching. Maybe give an exhortation, because we just entered into the new year. And in 2020, there was a lot of prayer. Even people who doesn't know God were praying and saying, hey, man, can't wait for this year to be over with, 2020. And so 2020 clocked out, and we enter into 2021. And somebody said, and I was laughing, I can't wait for 2022. I said, we just entered 21. I said, well, we just want it to run out again. I said, time, you know, those years can change, circumstances probably remain the same. What makes the difference between me and you is our faith and trust in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In man's time and God's time, the Bible says in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Can you open it for us quickly, please? Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are what are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Amen. 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts different from your thoughts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If I should take a census of people in this church this morning and ask the question, how many of us here have concern that there are certain things about our life that is late? Petitions we have made before God. Prayer we have expected an answer as of today. We have waited on the Lord. We have fasted. We have asked pastors or prophets or whoever or friends or people to pray for us. And in our own time zone, it has delayed. Maybe it was delayed by some yesterday or 1 week ago and so on and so forth. These are essential things we will rather have been solved and be done away with. Maybe family, maybe your health, it may be finances, it may be loved ones, it may be your ministry, and so many other things we have prayed for. And we are waiting for an answer, pending. And so at times, we may become discouraged and say, according to man's thought and man's pattern of thought, that God is late. My Savior is not on time on this issue. Behold, I've waited this many years or this many months or this many weeks, an answer is still pending. Today, the message says, in a particular situation, 4 days late and right on time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. For mankind, time is of an essence. So I said before, time is an essential commodity. For me and you, time is fleeting and pass away pretty fast. And one of the things about most us men model is that time, once gone, is gone. Once used, is used. We can never recover it. That is your level and my level. Once it is gone, is gone. What couldn't be accomplished within that time cannot be recovered. But that is not the case with our Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has a way of stepping to take the time, he can take it backward or take it forward and make it all true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has a way of erasing it and making it in such a way that it is never late, it is never early. It is right on his time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is right on his time. But our thought pattern will tell us it's late. We aggravate, we frustrate, we cry, we moan, we say, oh, he's late. But the eternal God is never late. I gave an example of the creations. He said that, Psalm 19, I believe, he said that the firmament testify of his powers. And they have voices. And they speak of it. Day unto day they utter speech. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the firmament we look at from the ends of time. Me and you you don't know when the beginning was. But scientists calculate billions or billions or billions of years, or maybe trillions of years, we don't know. God has said certain things in pattern. And each day we wake up, we say daylight come. And in the night we go to that sleep mood because night is there. The seasons changes and turns. Why is that? Has any of them ever failed? No. Because God is punctual, he's never late, he's not like me and you. Time does not run out of his hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So back to the story we have this morning. Let's quickly go to John chapter 11 verse 3. John chapter 11 verse 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, him whom you love is sick. Now, this is the story of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. People that are very close to Jesus, the source of all things. The Bible says here that this man was sick. Situation that is controllable when you are still sick. But as time passes, he may die, he may go away from this world. So the sisters, knowing that they have connection to he who can restore and give life, send a courier quickly. Take this message to Jesus. Say to him, what? Therefore, his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is what? Sick. Just thy grace for a moment here. At times we think that because God loves us, we are not going to face life trials. Which that's the case. I think because God loves us, we are not going to go through pain, through suffering, through setbacks, through sorrows, ups and downs of life, just because God loves us. That's not the scriptures. I always say that what makes the difference is your faith and the grace of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everyone, whether you are loved or not, you still, life has is an equal, life has a way of balancing it out across the line. Some people have it fairer, some people worse. It's an equal opportunity dispenser. So because God loved him, doesn't stop him from being sick. The story is about to get worse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I have a friend, now, if I have a physician, friend, and I happen to be sick, and he happens to have certain medication that if he send it to me or bring it to me or administer it to me, it will change the situation, I'll be well. What do you think that friend will do? I call my good friend or my sister's call and say, here is the situation. I am at the point of death. Hurry up with this medication. I need it right away. Let's read verse 5 and then 6. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and what? Lazarus, three of them. So it's no question of there is no love. There is strong connection. The Bible says he loved them. And they send an urgent message to the master. Hurry up! Our brother is on the point of death. He's sick. But what did Jesus do? Read with me. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he did what? He abode 2 days still in the same place. I will never speak to that friend again. He doesn't love me. I will never talk to him again. How can I call you when I'm about to die? How can I call you when I'm at this situation and you dally on wherever you are? What is more important?
important than my life, I will say. Jesus abode 2 more days. His time is not our time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He operates on his own level. Amen? 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 Then, after 2 days on verse 11, let's quickly go to verse 11, please. This thing said he, and after that said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him up out of his sleep. Of course, there was some argument. Well, if he's sleeping, why do you wake him up? 14. Then said Jesus unto them, plainly in verse 14, Lazarus is what? Dead. So now the situation has gone from he has a fever, he's sick, there is a medication you have, there's something you can do, to the point of what? Dead. So it goes on, it's even worse. But look at God's way of thinking, and my thinking, and you are thinking. Ah, we are needy. We are needy children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when that need presses out, when it's pinching us, nothing else matters. It's how do I take care of this situation right now, 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 now. Any delay is not acceptable. All I want is for this pain to go away. For this situation to go away. For that to just be moved. It become a priority. Time is of an essence in this issue, Lord. But God always think, and Jesus Christ in his way of thinking is different. Say, what will result to the greater glory of God out of your situation? The situation you are crying about, what matters to you is for it to go away. What matters to God is verse 15. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there. Verse 15, please. I'm glad that I didn't make it on time. Go to verse 15, John 11, 15. To the intent that he may believe, blessed be the name of the Lord. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. That is what matters to him. To the intent, to the greater glory of God. Then he started journeying. Took him another good 2 days. And finally made it to the place of action, the place where the situation is. Now, mind you, that time and distance is of no, doesn't mean anything to him. He has done it before. He spoke things into existence. The whole creation, by the spoken word, they came to be. He could have from that distance say, Lazarus be healed. And it is done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In fact, one man came to him one time and said, one of my servants is sick. I want you to, Jesus, okay, let's go. He said, no, don't even come. Just speak the word. And he said, great is your faith. He could have said the word from that place where he was. He could have commanded him to be healed. He can do anything. But no, he waited until he died. Verse 21. He finally made it to them. But by the time he got there, the situation had gone from bad to worse. Hey, our problems are like that. From controllable to uncontrollable situation. From time it is possible and to me and you, impossible. What is the situation now? Verse 21, then Martha said unto him, Lord, if only you have been here, if only you have heard my prayer 2 days or 1 year ago, this situation wouldn't have gotten to where it is. Now you see what happened. My brother has died. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our time zones. Amen. 37, please. Go to 37. Even the people who were there were watching and said, ah, do you see, because there were certain events that transpired, Jesus wept and so on and so forth, among these, we're not going to go through all of those. And some people who were there and said, ah, could not this man who have opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Christ was walking unto the greater glory of God. Christ was walking into something so powerful, so miraculous in your life, that the story of it will be told forever and ever as something that is completely different. There's a testimony coming out of this situation. Though it looked dire, though it looked like it's out of control, but God has walked into his glory that a greater testimony is about to emerge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at the people even saying it. We know he opens the eyes of the blind. That's the limit of what they know. One time in the Bible, Peter and John was going to the temple and they saw a man who was lame. Now, the story of this man was such that he has been lame from childhood. And for 40 years of his life, he's been lame. The high priest knows him. Everybody in Jerusalem knows him. And whoever comes to the temple knows him. Why? Because they carry him out in the morning, maybe with wheelbarrow or whatever, and dump him right at the gate called Beautiful to beg money. So everybody knows. Now there's a difference when God heals your headache and when God take a cut limb and stretching it out and make it whole. There's a difference when you are just sick and the doctors still have hope and say, okay, we can figure it out, we can fix it, than when they say all hope is gone. At this point, there's nothing man can do. And God step into the situation. At times, God allow you to get to that point for a reason. So these people say, ah, couldn't this man who have opened the eyes of the blind cause this man to see? Then the master start walking. This is part of his plan. When he was there, they told him, Lazarus, he already knew. He saw them crying. He saw those people he loved weeping and throwing themselves on the ground when he was still breathing. His temperature was going out of whack. His whatever, all the diagnostic measures were just going from bad to worse. And they keep saying, where is he? Where is the master? How can he not be here? We told him that our son or brother is dead. He's about to die. This and that. And Jesus saw those pain. Jesus feel even their pain. Jesus knew about it, yet he stayed for 2 days because there's a greater plan at work in your life, in your situation that God have. And if you stand firm on faith, the testimony will be greater. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it will abound to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So now, he came and said to them in verse 39. Please go quickly to 39. Take away the stone. Amen. What? Martha, the sister of him that was there, said unto him, Lord, by this time he do what? Stinketh. For he has been dead for 4 whole days. Now there are some situations you find yourself that God will wait until that situation is dead, until it is hopeless, until it is buried, until it is sealed, until it is stinking. There are situations God will allow for it to stink. You know the American saying, when the shit hit the fan. You know what happens? It scatters everywhere. It's a complete mess. There's no control over this situation. Ah, all hope is gone. There is nothing we can do again. Our thinking, our ability, our limited asset has come to an end. Man have done their best. It is dead and gone. And she reasoned likewise. And said, Master, are you doing this? Probably in her thought, didn't I call you when he was still alive? When the situation is what? Manageable. When the situation is what? Controllable. When there is still hope. We send a courier. He came, he delivered the message. We have the receipt here that he told you what happened. What did you do? You sat over there for 2 days doing what I don't know. All the time. Now my brother died. We did the burial ceremony. We throw all the things we have to do. He has been embalmed, wrapped up, embalmed, put in the grave. They sealed the tomb, saying that no, don't trespass into this vicinity again. Because across there is no hope. And you are telling us to do what? Roll away the stone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. The master says, roll away the stone. That's what the master says. But it is thinking, roll away the stone. Is dead and buried, roll away the stone. It is sealed, still roll away the stone. There is no, still roll away, because here is the master. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of your situation in Jesus' name. God will command that that stone be rolled in the name of Jesus. It may be hopeless, it may look dead and gone, but God will roll away that stone. God will come into the scene, and time will not be of essence again. Time will not be an essential commodity like it is to you. Because now the master is there. He may be 4 days late, but he will be there right on time. And that is in Jesus' name. You might be watching here and say, my hope is gone. I've tried all I can do. We've crossed the line. There is nothing left for us here. But the master can step in and say, roll away the stone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And verse 43. And when he had still spoken, he cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus came forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And wonders start to happen. Heaven and earth start to tremble. The powers of heaven start to blast. Things start to happen in the spiritual. And here came the man floating out because he was bound hand and foot. And he that was dead, verse 44, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Do you think he was walking out? A lot of things happened there. And his face was bound. And his hands and everywhere was bound hand and foot. And he came coming out, floating out with napkin. And Jesus said, what? Loose him and let him go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Loose him and let him go. Time did not do anything to the plan of God. Now you may say, why did God allow certain situations to delay in my life? Why did God allow certain situations that could have been taken care of? I don't know all the reasons. It may be unique in your own situation, but I can point to some here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Because the delay could be for the greater glory of God. After this man was loosed, if you read down a little more, you will find out that many come to believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If he has healed him when he was just sick and the doctors were running around and giving their medication, the glory could have gone to the doctors. Well, they did their part. The man is okay now. But the situation may have to get out of hand at times. Go to the point whereby it is hopeless, it's thinking, it is dead, it is buried. It is sealed. And God step in. And that is where it becomes a notable miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. like the Pharisees said of the lame man. He said, that of a notable miracle has been done here, we cannot deny. Notable. When it is evident to everybody. Remember one great man of God, Abraham, say he came to, they called him about a man who is dying. And got into a point, he came to the hospital to pray for him. And the doctor said, sir, we know what you are. You always give people hope. But this one, there's no hope. You see this graph we have here? If somebody is still in this level, there's hope. If it is in this level, maybe. But when this guy is already here, according to our checking ourselves, it's all hopeless. He said, well, you are seeing with the eyes of man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? But I am connecting with the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And where the Spirit of God is, things that are not possible start to become possible. When Jesus steps into your situation, why am I saying this? You are watching on TV, you are seeing this from home, and this is a time in 2021, we think that things will be better, it has gotten worse. January we are still in and people are already crying for 2022. And you are saying, hey, it hasn't been better. Do not give up. Do not yield your faith. Do not break the rank. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. For when the master steps into the situation, he can speak and say, roll away the stone. And cry that impossible things can become possible again in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It could be that God is teaching you to persevere by testing your faith. That may be the reason it's delayed. Do you know what this will have done to the apostles? He said that for your sake, I am glad that I'm not there because now you are going to see a greater miracle and now you have greater faith to hold you in time of need that will come. But when he was taken away, they faced a lot of situation. You know how many times they could have thought, ha, we saw the master raise the dead. Dead, stinking, buried, gone, and he called him forth. That increased their faith. That could be the reason. Hallelujah. It may be that it is for your good that God doesn't answer that prayer at that point. I'm the one I want to slap myself at times if I think, how can it be for my good? Yeah, the Bible does say, times you argue within yourself, all things work together for good. But my head is being crushed here. My head is under water. And you are telling me it is for my good. How can that be? That is man's level of thinking. It may be for your good. Look at a tree planted. We talk of tree maturing, you bearing fruit. But at times when a tree is like 1 year old, they grew only maybe 2 oranges or 3 oranges and so on and so forth. If that tree have to get 100 fruits on it, do you know what will happen to that tree at that time? It will crash. It will fall. It because it's carrying a lot. So God gives us things at a level we can bear or handle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you overload you at times the way you are looking for it, just throw the blessing. Just bring it on. This and that, you see at times we don't handle it. And many of us are praying for financial blessing and God at times giving it to us bit by bit. You see some of the young kids, they go play football stuff. From being broke today, they become multimillionaire. And it gets to their head. At times it becomes a source of destruction because they just got so many blessings they don't know how to handle it. They haven't been thoughts shown or able to know how to handle those things. So God may be denying your prayer for your good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We don't know all these things. But what I want us to know is that even some of the things we ask, it may be dangerous for God to answer it right for us right away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. There have been situations in the Bible. Situations in the Bible, many of them, that we see how God gave a promise, sealed it with his own and yet it is delayed. Have you ever asked yourself why those things are? What is the purpose of God in allowing it? But for those things, if it has occurred right away, we wouldn't have the story or the testimonies we have today. David, called to be a king of Israel, blessed be the name of the Lord. Anointed by God, the prophet was called to go and anoint David from the time he was anointed. As far as God is concerned, he is now king of Israel. But the manifestation of Tick took how many years? 17 good whole years. Between the time he was king and the time he was actually king in manifestation, what happened? There were so many stories in between. How his life was being chased by Saul over the whole Israel, outside Israel too. How he has to pretend to be mad even to survive. How he was running from cave to cave. How the story, how he has to mingle with the worst of all men and turn them to mighty men of God. Had it been that day that he was anointed, he became king, those stories wouldn't be there. God have a time that me and you may not be aware of. And we are crying, we are beating our head and say, why is this? God have his own purpose in every situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But just like Habakkuk said, though it tarry, what? Do what? Do what? Wait for it. For at appointed time, it will happen. At the appointed time, you can't take it away. That's why I say wait for it. But some of us, because of our level of understanding and thinking, at times we give it up. At times we lose it. At times we just say, oh, yeah, it's gone, over with. I'm done. They lose faith. You still need faith to get anything from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we've gone through the whole story, at a point, Mother or Mary say, yes, Lord, I believe you can still do it. Because if you ask anything of God, he will answer you. They may not fully understand, but that is the mind thought. Joseph, a man gifted, didn't ask for it. He God revealed to him, you are brothers, you are sisters, you are this and that. The whole kingdom will do what? Bow before you. How happy he was. Thought it was going to be overnight. He started strutting around with his rainbow coat. Because God has said, I'm going to be a great man. He will show me. He has shown me it will happen. How many years? 15 good years. Within that 15 good years, the story wasn't so good. He was thrown into a pit, dug up, sold to slavery, accused, thrown to jail. All the time, the promise of God was dormant. But nothing will stop it from manifesting at the appointed time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 15 years later, his brothers came. God manufactured situation, created famine, do everything he has to do to bring that to pass. Because his word can never fall to the ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Abraham cried unto God at the age of his 99, the wife 89 or something. I want a son, Lord. I have served you. I've given it all to you. You are my God. You are my provider. And God answered, yep, I'm going to do it. You will have a son. Ha, how happy they were. And they were, are you sure? They laughed a little and said, yeah, you have a child. And not only that, you will be father of nations. Quickly, he went to the registry and changed his name. Change me from Abraham to Abraham. They signed and said, are you crazy? You don't have a child. Say, put it Abraham there. You know, God said it. Give me 9 months. 9 months. How many women get pregnant? But how many years? 25 good years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First year passed, he said, my God, what is going on here? Maybe second year it will happen. Second year, nothing happened. Third year, nothing happened. By the time he gets to 10 years, he's thinking of changing his name again. But the Bible says he held on by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And for that it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's God we serve. But at the appointed time, the vision spoke. He said, though it will tarry, wait for it. God will bring it to pass in your life in Jesus' name. Do not be confused about God's word. He might have spoken through you, through one of your servants, maybe through your pastor, maybe through your mother or through your father, and say, the Lord will do it. And you are thinking, oh, it is being delayed. I say in Jesus' name, at the appointed time, he will bring it to pass. And the greater glory will go to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not be dismayed. God is not man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This stone of Israel is not like man. Has he spoken and not able to fulfill it? If he said it, he's able to make it good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Saint Emmanuel, that is me, standing here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember so many things God has shown me about my life. And some of them, that's one that has been waiting for about 14 years now. I'm still holding on to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of them was when I was over there, and God showed me because I was in a situation I put my faith in man. And I was sorely disappointed. And I was so disappointed whenever I get to a point, I go into fasting. Automatic, my life would default into fasting. When certain situation come, I just was fasting, taking, waiting on the Lord, because it was a situation that life-changing to me, to a situation that I put all my faith and hope in this situation, nothing happened. And suddenly, out of nowhere, as I was waiting on the Lord, don't really know, just waiting on the Lord. And the Lord said, I will make you to be in America. I will send you to a country called America. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Quickly called some people, some friends, say, where is America? I say, what are you asking that for? I say, God showed me that I'm going to be in America. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In our language, there's something they say, they haven't seen people who are standing. How much more people who are sitting on the floor? Amen. That's your case, dude. Get out of here. I said, but that's what God showed me. He said, well, don't know. I'll just move out. I couldn't be daunted. Went to other people and said, how do you go to America? Why are you asking? Because the Lord have shown me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, Emmanuel, you are bugging us here. The first thing you have to do is go get a passport. I said, passport, that's easy. I thought it was 4x4 passport. I didn't know there's anything called international passport. God knows the truth. Say, what? Say, go get a passport. Say, that's easy. Not that type of passport, dummy. We mean international passport. The situation looks so impossible when I start to find out what it will take, how it will take, what it will take, and so on, it looks. But at the appointed time, God used an instrument that I don't even know to bring it to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God has never, will never be late in your situation in Jesus' name. Amen. He will bring it to pass at the right time. He will make it to be at the right time. God's ability to never be late is because God is omniscient God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Me and you, we have our limitation. We look and see to our limits, and that is the problem. We see to the limit, but God is omniscient God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. He has this ability to rewind the clock, set back the season, recreate it if he has to, renew it if he has to. He can do all things. As we stand on our feet, I want to declare to us, let's quickly read Hebrews chapter 10, 35. To 38. Hebrews chapter 10, 35. So we round up here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read together. Cast not away therefore your what? Confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and it will not delay or tarry. Hallelujah. 38. Now the just shall live by what? by his faith. Amen. Hallelujah. But if any man draw back, my soul shall no have pleasure in him. Therefore, I say to you, brethren, I know that if we take a poll here, some of us have lists bigger than others. Things that are pending. Things that we wanted resolved as of yesterday, as of 2 weeks ago, as of 4 weeks ago, as of a year, 2 years, 3 years. Things that God has promised you. Things that you have taken a hold of on the word of God and believed. But you are still not seeing it. And you are saying the time is over. It is over with. It's done with. I want to tell you that that is not the case. Amen? There are new seasons, night seasons that comes. And at times it comes in stages. Before the dawn, they say that it gets darkest. That the darkest part of the night is when the dawn is about to break. When the day, your time, is about to come, it looks at time that it is further away than ever. But God is right there with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Know that God can call the time and seasons of life. And he can change it also. He can move it up. He can move it down. He can do whatever he wants with it because he's God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The mindset of mankind is that at the midnight hour, we tend to say that all is lost. Yet Habakkuk said here that it may be slow, it may be for a while, it may look like a tarries. He said, but do what? Wait for it. It will not lie. It will not lie. It will actually hasten towards the end. Therefore, the end is in sight in the name of Jesus. Amen. I advise you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Believe and keep faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the midst of uncertain voices, the voices that will say to you, oh, the situation is dead. The situation is buried. The situation is sealed. The situation is now stinking. Know that the master, when he commands, changes every situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As the master commands, impossible things will become possible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As the master commands, he will move heaven and earth to speed up your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Only believe because he can roll back the stone. That is the God we serve. Amen. Scriptures have friction must deal for a time. But you know what? Daylight will come, even in the morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, believe, for with God all things are possible. For us, it may be 4 days late. It may be 4 weeks late. It may be 4 months late, 4 years or 40 years. But, hallelujah, when he shows up, it will be right on time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 The praise teams, you can come up, please. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. When the master shows up, it will be right on time. To God be the glory. Amen. Now I want to pray for you who are watching, maybe from home. You might even be in another country watching at this point. Or you are in a congregation this morning. And you say to yourself, my situation is dead. It is buried. It is sealed. And at this point is stinking. And you say, oh Lord, if only you have come early to my rescue. And you say, oh, it is hopeless. I want to tell you first to give your life to Christ if you have not done that. For you have no right to go and cash in where you did not sow.
You don't go to bank and withdraw money where you don't have a saving. But once you have done that now by joining me and saying, Lord, come into my life. Take your place. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you are Savior of mankind. And you say it with me now, Jesus Christ, I accept you as my Savior, and I accept you as my Redeemer. I want to tell you that it is done in Jesus' name. Then you have every right as a son to petition him. For we have established it today that he loves you. He cares for you. And he knows about your situation. He knows of your cry. He knows of your anguish. He knows of your ups and downs. Your sleeping and waking is not unknown to him. Ah, Lord, I pray. This situation that I've delayed for 4 days, for 4 weeks, for 4 months, for 4 years or 40 years or more, whatever it is, Lord, come into it at this point and give you a command in the name of Jesus. Roll away the stone for your people in the name of Jesus. Shout with the voice of God. And even dead Lazarus will come forth. Dead Lazarus come forth out of our life in that hour in the name of Jesus. Everyone here, anybody here who have a petition pending, Lord, grant us grace, Lord, to hold on. But come speedily to our deliverance. For I say it will even hasten towards the end. So, Lord, you can do it. Our times are in your hand, Lord. And all we are will ever be. You are in control of it. Show us mercy, Lord, in the land of the living, even in the name of Jesus. Do good, especially to them that are good, O God, in the name of Jesus. By the virtue that these ones have come to Jesus Christ and have given their life to you, Father, hear our cry, gentle Savior, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you now that is in bed of affliction. I pray for you now that is sorrowing. I pray for you that says, hey, has nothing to be done or can be done. Know that Jesus Christ is able to change the situation. He who can change the seasons and times is in the house now to do it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Bless your people as we go through this week. Let it be a week of peace for each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Let it be a fruitful week for the kingdom of God. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, for all you have done, even in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the giving, those who have given. Father, you are he that giveth seed to the sower and able to multiply the seed sown. Bless it, Lord, and let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. We seal everybody here under the blood of Jesus. Every soul, spirit, and body under the blood of Jesus. Let that blood that speak a better thing than the blood of Abel avail to our good this week. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Let us share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of our God. And the sweet Holy Spirit. Be with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, brethren.